This is Fresh Air. In 1954, the New York drama critics voted The Golden Apple the best musical of the year. It was the first time that an off-Broadway musical had won the award. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says that wasn't the only extraordinary thing about The Golden Apple.
The Golden Apple isn't your typical Broadway musical. In fact, it's more of an opera than a musical. Not only the individual songs, but every word is sung. And it's in a tradition of operas inspired by the Trojan War, going back to the 17th century with Monteverdi's The Return of Ulysses. Except that instead of Mount Olympus in Greece, it takes place near Mount Olympus in Washington State after the Spanish-American War. Here, Helen is a bored farmer's daughter who triggers a war by flying off with a traveling salesman named Paris in his hot air balloon. Unlike its operatic predecessors, The Golden Apple is a musical comedy, so its most immediate ancestors are American folk operas like Porgy and Bess and Virgil Thompson and Gertrude Stein's The Mother of Us All. And it paved the way for later operatic Broadway musicals like Frank Lesser's The Most Happy Fella and Leonard Bernstein's Candide. The composer was Jerome Maras, a Brooklyn-born prodigy who's probably still best known for his music for Hollywood and TV westerns, like the theme for Wagon Train and his Oscar-nominated score for William Wyler's The Big Country. But The Golden Apple is his most ambitious work, and his irresistible tunes are still fresh 60 years later. His librettist, poet John Latouche, was a year younger than Maras, but died of a sudden heart attack in 1956 at the age of 41. He co-wrote the great lyrics for the 1940 standard Taking a Chance on Love, and later became part of the revolving door of distinguished lyric writers for Candide. The hit song from Golden Apple is Lazy Afternoon, and who could resist Danielle Estes as the steamy Helen on a game-changing new recording?
It's a hazy afternoon, and I know a place that's except for daisies running riot, and there's no one passing by it to see. Come spend this lazy
Despite its great reviews and awards, and its move from off-Broadway to Broadway, The Golden Apple was not a hit. Latouche said that he and Maras may have overestimated the theater's burning demand for novelty. I knew the show because there was an original cast album, which is still in print, with wonderful singers like Kay Ballard as Helen, and matinee idol Stephen Douglas as Ulysses, who abandons his wife Penelope to retrieve Helen. But that recording has barely half the music, and not all in the right order. A narrator intrudes to describe what's omitted. But a remedy has finally arrived in the form of a 2-CD set of a complete live performance by the Lyric Stage of Irving, Texas, with singers who are also good actors. I love the variety of The Golden Apple. Heartfelt love songs alternate with cutting social and political satire, about, for example, the lame excuses politicians make in order to start a war. There's even a hilarious parody of a South Sea Island number.
Croon a real jungle tune upon that golden shore, kids. We'll lie on beds of orchids, and then later by the crater of the old volcano, we can promise we won't say no, no.
At the end, when Ulysses returns from his post-war odyssey, his hard-won reconciliation with Penelope is as moving as the similar scene in Monteverdi some 300 years earlier.
We'll just begin, we'll open our eyes. The night is past, and at last we're wise. We're one, not two, you.
Thanks to this complete set, the Golden Apple is finally all there for us to experience. And it's exciting to discover that all the newly recorded material really adds up to something larger and much more original than just the sum of its most attractive parts.
Lloyd Schwartz teaches creative writing in the MFA program at the University of Massachusetts, Boston, and writes for the online journal New York Arts. He reviewed the first complete recording of the musical The Golden Apple on the PS Classics label.
Nothing ever happens in Angel's Roost. It nestles where the mountains brush the sky. It has a pretty view, but there's just three things to do. You're born and then you live and then you die. Nothing ever happens in Angel's Roost.
If you'd like to catch up on Fresh Air interviews you missed, you'll find what you're looking for on our podcast, including our recent interview with Pastor Nadia Bolz-Weber, a former stand-up comic who became an ordained Lutheran minister and started her own church for people like her who are in recovery, dealing with addictions, compulsions, and depression. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Myers, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, and Teresa Madden. I'm Terry Gross.